Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different poll question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Also, we have a new video on the website, at least one a week, that we put up there, so check that out. And also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And then, of course, our blog and all the other things that are there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about, I want to add on to the conversation I had with you in the previous segment about the three letters, the quality letter that was sent out to small business owners, the Y2K letter that was sent to small business owners. Basically, both of those were sent in the 90s. And small businesses haven't really gotten any letters from businesses since then. Those kinds of letters, meaning this is what our company is doing. What are you doing about this? This is what we're doing about quality. What's your company doing about quality? This is what we're doing about Y2K. Are you Y2K compliant? And then the third one was sustainability, where I said, you know, this is what this is what General Motors or Ford, or Xerox, or IBM, or FedEx, or whatever. This is what we're doing about sustainability, and it's very important to us. So, what are you doing about sustainability? And if you want to continue to be a customer of ours, you will do something about this. You'll tell us what you're doing about sustainability. Well, the thing that I want to go take this a little bit farther. And remind you that companies have found a way to outsource vendors, to outsource jobs with vendors more and more. It works. It's actually a better system than what we had prior to this, say 20 years ago. It's a better system where everybody, if you drove up to a steel mill or an aluminum factory or whatever they did, then the guy cutting the yard was an employee. The guy painting the wall was an employee. The person mopping the floor was an employee. Well, that wasn't as good a system as what we have now, where all those people are vendors. Those non-core competency type employees are vendors. And so this is what's given, and one of the reasons it's good is because it's created a much more robust small business sector, because more and more of us are taking those jobs and we're doing them for us through our small business rather than being employed by the company. So that's one of the things that's been great for the U.S. economy. It's been great for small business. But as small business owners, if we're going to be vertical vendors, we're going to be integrated vendors. We're gonna plug into those companies, to those larger companies. We have some responsibility not only to do the job right, not only to give them a price that they can live with, but we also have to think about what they're thinking about. If you've got large customers, you need to be thinking about what they're thinking about. You need to be worried about what they're worried about. And one of the things that they're thinking about right now a lot is sustainability. How can we use less of what we're using now and do more with less? Doing more with less, that's the essence of sustainability. And so they're going to be focusing more on, all right, these things come in boxes. What do we do with the boxes? We've got this piece that falls off of this product, this part that we make. What do we do with that? We use a million gallons of water a year not only and so how do we make, obviously the EPA is making sure that the water is returned and not polluting everything, but is there anything else we can do with that water? Is there something we can do even more than that? And what they're finding is that there's opportunity in that. That they're actually the way technology is going, the way people are working on sustainability technologies and other things. There's actually opportunity in sustainability for them to be profitable, to make a profit actually off of that. And so they're going to be looking to you, small business owners, and they're going to. And so what I'd like to recommend that you do is get ahead of them. I indicated this at the end of the last segment, but get ahead of them. Start studying a little bit about sustainability. Start finding out about what the industry that you serve. What if you may have five companies who are in five different industries. Read their industry publications. Find out what their industry is talking to them about sustainability. Find out everything you can about this so that you can start integrating that kind of language and maybe even those kinds of practices into your proposals. So what am I saying? Don't wait for them to send you a sustainability letter. Start sending them your sustainability information. Get ahead of the game. Remember what I said, it's not only good business, it's good PR, and it's the right thing to do. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I was walking down the street one day. A man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.